someone that will misuse it. Instead of me, I could use it. But now I've gone away, and always I will stay away from any girl who says she loves me. You're a love man, everything, but it just had to bring an end to my happiness. Why did I go by a guess? I thought that I had the best. You made me feel so proud, and when you were around, I never thought that I could lose your love. I'm not coming back, no, I'm not coming back anymore, 'cause I don't want you. I'm going to forget you. You were untrue to me. It's all so plain to see that you don't care. No, you don't care. Show that I can get by all day and get to sleep every night. That's something I never did. And though I always worried, never thought that I would hurry from the girl that used to be my love.
Don't Want Your Love, the 1965 single from the Great Scots, gets us back into the swing of things. It's Mod Podcast number 59 from Cassettes and Chocolate Milk, and in the next half hour there'll be all kinds of rock and roll, from raucous garage obscurities to essential psychedelic mainstays, and even some contemporary artists that would have you believe that they played in some West Coast dive bar in the mid-60s. But before we get ahead of ourselves, the Great Scots were a British invasion-style group from Nova Scotia, famed for wearing Scottish kilts on stage. They released a bunch of singles for Triumph and Epic Records between 1965 and 1966, and even recorded records under a different name, the Free For All, just to deceive those radio stations who didn't want to play the Great Scots. The first LP was shelved in October 1966 when their bassist was drafted into the US Armed Forces. Nowadays, the Great Scots still collaborate occasionally, and interest in their music is maintained due to their valued inclusion on various garage compilations. Now, for the Starfires, this LA-based garage rock group is best known for its enormously rare and valuable singles, often commanding prices of $1,000 or more. This song, There's Still Time, was released in 1965 on Yardbird Records.
Some time to some time to change your mind about me.
Pushin' Too Hard, the 1965 single from the seminal garage band The Seeds. The single was later re-released to even greater success in February 1967, and since then, it seems as if each successive generation manages to rediscover the raw punk quality of The Seeds and Sky Saxon's sensational stage presence. Now for a song from a fictional rock band, this is Max Frost and the Troopers with Shape of Things to Come. This song was featured in the 1968 counterculture exploitation flick Wild in the Streets. Due to the popularity of both the film and the song, Shape of Things to Come was released as a single on Tower Records.
There's a blue sun rising up angry in the sky. There's a new voice crying for not afraid to die. Let the old world make believe it's blind and deaf and dumb, but nothing can change the shape of things to come. There are changes lying ahead in every road, and there are new thoughts ready and waiting to explode. When tomorrow is today, the bells may toll for some, but nothing can change the shape of things to come. Future's coming in now, sweet and strong, and now I'm gonna hold it back for long. There are new dreams crowding out old reality. There's revolution sweeping it like a fresh new breeze. Let the old world make believe it's blind and deaf and dumb,
Gorgeous and confessional California Blonde from the Atlanta five-piece The Booze. Recently defunct, The Booze put out three albums between 2006 and 2011, and they enjoyed considerable success during their time, making crowds dance across the Northeast and Midwest, as well as supporting Muddy Waters Jr. and OK Go. Now, a fuzz punk super obscurity from Chicago, Illinois, this is The Real List with their 1966 single, Pick Up the Marbles.
I don't wanna fight. Now open up your eyes to the truth. I gotta say just what's on my mind. I should just say what's the use. I know you've been lying. Don't even wanna try to tell you what to do. Won't you run your life? But I would think that you should explain just where you were when you said you'd be home. Oh, if you don't really mean my love, please leave me alone. You had your fun, you were playing with me. Now that you want, I don't want sympathy. Do you love just the same as a little kid's game? So pick up the
least you can do. Beat makes and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Strawberry Alarm Clock with their daring 1967 psychedelic single Incense and Peppermints. I'm sure the flavour-filled titles would have given it away, but Strawberry Alarm Clock are widely considered to be instrumental in the development of bubblegum pop in the US. They would go on to release 5 successful singles and tour with Buffalo Springfield and the Beach Boys. They even developed some fantastic live gimmicks, like sitting on magic carpets as their roadies carried them to the stage. Not only that, their drummer would rig up wrist gas jets to give the illusion that he was playing bongos with his hands on fire. Needless to say, this gimmick was quickly abandoned due to safety concerns. Now, another band from LA, but from 45 years later, this is the Alalas with their second single, Tell Me What's On Your Mind. Like the Boos, this is another revivalist group that showcases some stylish influences, and like Strawberry Alarm Clock, they managed to conjure up the dreamy, sepia-toned romanticism of late 60s California.
Quite so bad.
I Wanna Go Wild, the 2012 single from Death by Unga Bunga. Their love of wild fuzz, freaks and intoxication has made them one of the most popular touring bands in Norway, but I should also mention that they've made a bit of a fuss in Italy, Spain, Portugal and Germany. They've since released their third album, You're an Animal, in September 2013 to lovers of modern garage and great pop. I'm going to propel you back to 1964 for a moment. This is a rather sweet girl group, the Bermudas. The leader of this group was the enormously prolific Ricky Page, an unsung hero of the early LA scene. Along with her husband George Mottola, Ricky was responsible for groups such as the Georgettes, Joanne and the Triangles, and Beverly and the Motor Scooters, often involving various talented members in the mix. This is True Sidling, the B-side to Donnie.
Dragon, the surfer's delight. Choose and leave, she do come on. girl to call my own. I want a dream lover so I don't have to dream alone. Dream lover, where are you? With a love oh so true, and the hand that I can hold, feel you near as I grow old. 'Cause I want a girl to call my own. I want a dream lover so I don't have to dream alone. Someday, I don't know how, I hope she'll hear my plea. Some way, I don't know how, she'll bring her love to me. Dream lover, until then, I'll go to sleep. That's the only thing to do till all my lover's dreams come true. 'Cause I want a girl to call my own. I want a dream lover so I don't have to dream alone. Dream lover, until then I'll go to sleep and dream again. That's the only girl to call my own. I want a dream lover so I don't have to dream alone. Please don't make me dream alone. I beg you, don't make me dream alone. No, I don't want to dream alone.
Featuring Neil Sedaka on piano, that was Dream Lover from the hopelessly lovelorn Bobby Darin. On that note, I'll thank you for your company for this podcast. Of course, you can download other podcasts from the series on cassettesandchocolate.blogspot.com and Sickly Sweet Bonuses on the Facebook page, facebook.com/cassettesandchocolate. I'll leave you with a song that captured my heart on the dance floor in Bournemouth in 2012, featuring a poem that I learned off by heart as a 7-year-old. This is the Washington group The Bards with their 1966 single, The Owl and the Pussycat. Till next time, my friends.
Pussycat went to the sea in a beautiful pea green boat. They took some honey and plenty of money and they wrapped it up in a 5-pound note. Well, the owl looked up to the stars above and he sang to a small guitar. Oh, lovely pussy, oh, pussy, my love, what a beautiful pussy you are. Oh, yeah. Well, the pussy said to the owl, you elegant fowl, how charmingly sweet you seem. Oh, let us be married too long, have we tarried? What shall we do for a ring? They sailed away for a year and a day to the land where the palm tree grows. A big wiggy stood with a ring on the end of his nose. All right now. Well, the owl and the pussycat went to the sea in a beautiful pea green boat. They took some money and plenty of honey and they wrapped it up in a 5-pound note. Come on now. Well, the owl looked up to the stars above and it sang to a small guitar. Oh, lovely pussy, oh, pussy, my love, what a beautiful pussy you are.